And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you, and welcome into the next edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner here on this Saturday, December 11th. Daniel Versteg joining you today on the program. We've got the boys basketball coaches in Lamar's joining us. Dave Irwin will be joining us first out of this upcoming commercial break. Mike Langle will join him after that. Got to talk about Lamar's boys basketball. They had two games this week. Galen Catholic was supposed to have two games. Lamar's was supposed to have three, but yesterday kind of ruined those plans for those two squads. But still a lot to get to with both coaches. The Jays are unbeaten so far. Lamar's had the week of all weeks this week, playing number four Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln and the number one team in 2A and the defending state champs in Western Christian. So, but despite all that, you're going to hear why Coach Irwin is feeling positive about where his team is at. Yeah, the record says 1-3, but from just a practical standpoint, I mean, look at the teams they've lost to. Unity Christian, who is receiving votes in 2A, they got by Sergeant Bluff Luton. You always know how good that program is. And then single digit loss to the number four team in Class 4A, and then 11 points to the defending 2A state champs. So. Still good things there for Lamar's, even though the record may say 1-3. We'll get all the answers, though, from Coach Irwin coming up here in just a few minutes. First, I want to remind you, the KLEM Coach's Corner every Saturday morning is brought to you by our friends at Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors, some of the great sponsors that bring you the KLEM Coach's Corner every Saturday morning. Well, normally this is where we go into the scores from yesterday, but again, the snow kind of messed with that. I will say we do know that Lamar's and Bishop Heelan's doubleheader from yesterday has been moved to January 8th, and Galen Catholic's doubleheader with Trinity Christian scheduled for yesterday does not have a makeup date yet, I don't believe. Maybe we can check with Coach Langle on that coming up later on this hour. But there are a couple of doubleheaders going on around the region here tonight, as Hinton will be hosting at Lawton Bronson, for a girls and boys basketball doubleheader. And Akron Westfield is going to be at Unity Christian, for a doubleheader there in the War Eagle Conference. And since we don't have as many scores, I thought we'd take a look at the War Eagle Conference and Missouri River Conference basketball standings to this point in the season. Right now, the number 7 ranked team in 1A, Remsen St. Mary's, leads the way in the War Eagle Conference. They are 2-0 in conference play. Then Galen Catholic and Hinton and Unity Christian are all 1-0. MMCRU is 1-1 in conference play. And then you have Akron Westfield, Harris Lake Park, South O'Brien, Trinity Christian, and West Sioux all at 0-1 there at the bottom. Hartley Melvin Sanborn did not get a conference game in yet. They were not part of those first couple of doubleheaders on Tuesday, and then they, I think they missed out on a game that was supposed to be played yesterday to start conference play. So that's where the War Eagle Conference sits. We're kind of letting the cream rise to the top early with the likes of MMCRU, RSM, Unity Christian, and Galen Catholic. The three of the four there unbeaten, and most of those guys, the teams we kind of expected to be up there at the top at this point in the season early on. So that's how things shake out there. In the Missouri River Activities Conference, got the Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln Lynx, and Sioux City East High Black Raiders, two of the top 10 teams in Class 4A. They're, of course, at the top of the conference. Not too much of a surprise there. Then you have the Bishop Heelan Crusaders and Lamar's Bulldogs, both tied at 1-1, tied for third in the conference standings. Sergeant Bluff Luton, Sioux City West, and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson are all at 1-2, and Sioux City North is 0-3 in the early part of the conference schedule. So that's how things shake out there, and you kind of figured that AL and East would be towards the top. Still plenty of time, though, as Coach Irwin, I think, mentioned to me on Thursday night, there's still 17 games left to be played in the schedule. Really early in the basketball season, but that's kind of how things shake out there. We'll get Coach Irwin on the line here in just a little bit, but looking up at their upcoming schedule, the Bulldogs will be at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson on Tuesday and then at Sioux City North coming up on Friday before they will round out the before Christmas scheduled Tuesday, December 21st against Harrisburg. Now, Harrisburg out of South Dakota, that's a really solid program. So good things on the horizon here for the Bulldog boys basketball program. And we'll find out with Coach Irwin all that's coming up for them. For Galen Catholic, they'll look at their schedule here before Christmas. We probably won't be able to talk to both these coaches before Christmas again. The Jays will host Harris Lake Park on Tuesday. We're going to have the coverage of that one here on KLEM. And then Thursday night is a boys-only contest hosting Unity Christian. We'll also have the coverage of that. Two of the top teams in the Warrior Conference will square off there. Then the Jays host Hartley Melvin Sanborn this upcoming Friday before heading to Remsen St. Mary's Tuesday the 21st. That's a look at the pre-Christmas schedule for Galen Catholic. But Coach Irwin will be our first guest coming up on the KLEM Coaches Corner. We track him down coming up in just a little bit. It's the KLEM Coaches Corner live on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM. KLEM Lamar's.
Whether you're building, remodeling, or renovating, choose the professional that you've come to trust. OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's. OH Livermore Construction knows what you want and expect in your building and remodeling projects. So whatever your building needs are, from commercial to residential, remodeling to a complete renovation, contact OH Livermore Construction for a free estimate. That's OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's.
Perspective Insurance. Better together to provide you an even greater level of service and support to all of Northwest Iowa. From running a business or buying a home to adding another car, or maybe it's looking over your current farm policy to make sure you are fully protected. Whatever your insurance needs, call Perspective Insurance in Lamar's today at 546-7821 and make sure you are properly covered. Perspective Insurance in Lamar's, a new way to view insurance.
Is your house getting a little too small? Do you just need a change, but you like your neighborhood? Let your hometown boys, Stratmeyer Home Improvement, upgrade your current home to meet your needs. Remodel a basement, add a new room, or beautify the exterior with new siding. Stay in your familiar surroundings and let Stratmeyer Home Improvement make the best of both worlds with a new look or new space for your home. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction is the perfect choice with over 30 years of service to the local area. Call Steve today at 546-4606. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction Center, your hometown boys.
Playing favorites for the ice cream capital of the world. 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We are back on this edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner. The Coach's Corner every Saturday brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors, our great sponsors that bring you this program each and every week. Joining us now on the phone line is the head coach of Lamar's boys basketball. That's Coach Dave Irwin. Squad is 1-3, 1-1 in the Missouri River Conference. Again, they lost out on a conference doubleheader there that would have got them even with games with the rest of the conference last night against Bishop Heelan. That game has been rescheduled to January 8th, in case you had not heard that. But Coach Irwin's on the line. Coach, you've gotten four games under your belt. You've gotten some really tough opponents. What have you seen out of the guys to this point in the season, if you had to give them kind of a, I guess, an early season kind of report card on their performance?
Well, I think up to this point, we're probably at about a C, which is probably maybe where we should be, considering the number of guys we lost a year ago and the guys that are just trying to get their feet wet in the early part of this year. So, to top on, get on top of some things, you know, we played some pretty tough competition here early in the year. So, obviously we have pretty good ways to go yet, but we are making progress. I've been encouraged with a lot of different areas as each game's progressed. So we are getting better. You know, the results aren't necessarily what we want, but if we continue to do what we're doing come January, February, I think we should be at least where I would like us to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned Thursday night to me in our little post game that, yeah, while the record may say 1-3, you, like you just said, you have been pleased with some of the things you have been seeing out of your team so far. And it's also got to be kind of good to see that throughout all of the tough competition you've played. I mean, you played a team who has an Iowa commit, one of the top five teams in 2A, or 4A, the defending state champs in 2A. It's got to be, you know, a bright spot to at least see that you've been able to hang with all of these great teams so far.
Well, it's a credit to our guys. You know, we're not necessarily close to where we want to be basketball-wise, but our guys have laced them up, and they've competed. I questioned it a little bit in game one against Unity, but we've responded really well with our effort. And that's the one thing that we can control. We can't necessarily control our experience or lack thereof. We can control our attitude, our approach, our effort, all those things that just come from within. We can take care of that. The basketball stuff and the experience stuff hopefully comes along in practice and the more games that we play. So that's, I'm really encouraged with our guys, the fact that we're coming out and we are competing, because the last two teams that we played, I'm glad they're behind us. I know we do have another game with AL coming up in January, but those are nice ones to get out of the way. We have, as coaches, we have a pretty good idea of where we're at, and certainly because of those games, we have an idea of where we have to get to if we want to compete with teams like that.
Experience is, like you said, something that just kind of happens. But with the tough schedule you guys have had, and you've kind of thrown a lot of these guys into the fire because you've had to with the tough schedule you have at the beginning of the season, do you think that has maybe prepared some of those less experienced guys on your team? This four game stretch has prepared them more for the rest of the season than, say, playing some weaker opponents in your first four games?
Well, certainly. But, you know, it's one of those, our guys can take it a couple different ways. You know, we can learn from it and recognize that we have a little ways to go, and understand that we've played some teams that were physically stronger than us. We can recognize that, or it could go the other way too, where guys lose a little bit of confidence in themselves because, you know, maybe we did get pushed around a little bit from time to time. But I'm hoping that we're able to learn from it and learn to understand what we have to do, you know, from a player's perspective individually and collectively as a team. We got to figure out how we are going to compete with the upper echelon type teams. And, you know, we've competed as far as just simple effort. We competed with them, but, you know, we don't want that to be the satisfaction. We want to get the win, and mm-hmm. and hopefully our guys are learning from that. And you know, we have an opportunity to play AL, however it's going to be down there, but just to go in and know what we got to do in order to compete again with them.
Yeah, let's kind of go into these couple games you had this week. We're chatting with Lamar's boys basketball coach Dave Irwin on the Coach's Corner. Tuesday, that Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln game, you guys were able to come back a little bit later. I know you guys were down a lot more than 8 points later on in the ball game, and you were able to cut it down to eight. What was it about what you saw out of your guys there late that kind of, I guess, sparked a fire and got them to kind of cut into the deficit a little bit more?
Well, anytime you do that, you have to make some plays, and I thought we made some plays not only on the defensive end, but I thought we made some plays offensively. We made a couple shots, which hasn't been a real consistent part of our offensive game yet. We haven't. I just don't think we've shot the ball very well. But you know, to make runs like that, you just have to make plays. We did not make a play against Unity Christian. We made a few plays at the end of the game against Sergeant Bluff, and were able to pull that win out. And then, you know, we got down, I believe it was 59-42. I think it was 17 points first part of the fourth quarter, and against AL, maybe it was 49-32, something like that. Mm. And we were down 17, and we were able to make some plays. And like you said, we cut it to eight, and you know, just kind of ran out of gas, really. And you know, anytime you have good, you're playing good teams, they're going to respond. And AL responded, and they made enough plays down the end to keep us at bay a little bit. But and the same thing with Western. You know, the problem with Western was is the runs that we had were we would catch up, and then we would play poorly for a 2 or 3 minute stretch, and we'd get back down 10 or 12 again. And you just can't do that. We got to find that consistency.
Mm-hmm. What maybe this is the million-dollar question you're trying to figure out, Coach, but how do you make your guys a little bit more consistent? If there is a way to do that, is there something you can do to try and get that play up to the level you want for the majority of the game?
Well, for the most part, it's going to be just simple experience and being put in those situations. You know, from a coaching standpoint, this is the time of year where we get into working on situations in practice, different situations, whether it's up 3 with a minute to go or down 6 with a minute to go, whatever the case may be. You got to practice those, and then you just have to experience them. But in order to find that consistency, I just think it's experience. It's just getting on the floor and figuring each other out.
Mm-hmm. Dave Irwin's on the line. He's the head coach of Lamar's boys basketball. You mentioned your team's struggle to shoot the ball consistently as well, get that field goal percentage up. Is part of that what you've seen from the standpoint of Caleb Dreckman is having to do a lot of your offensive scoring here in the first couple games of the season, and guys aren't always able to or don't always feel the confidence, I guess, to get those shots up?
Yeah, you know, and I don't want to keep hammering on the point, but these guys were delivered a blow, you know, 6 weeks ago when Brady Williams went down with that knee injury. Now we're having guys that typically have just had to play a role. You know, Caleb and Brady were expected to be a major part of our offense, and the other guys were maybe the screeners or the rebounders or just the simple finishers in the lane. They relied on Brady and Caleb so much. Well, now we're down one. And now some of our role players have to step into more of a prominent offensive role, and that's not always easy. Mm-hmm. And I think we're seeing that on the early on. Guys are just trying to feel themselves out a little bit and what they have to do in order to pick up some of that offensive slack. And I think it wears on Caleb a little bit too, feeling like maybe he has to do too much, or maybe he feels like the ball's in his hand too much. It's just little things that we just have to figure out. And the only way to do that is get court time and put guys in different situations and see how they react.
Mm-hmm. And it's not to single any one person out on your team specifically, but I've noticed that it seems like Cal Eckstein has kind of been the one you've wanted to get into that Brady Williams role, that kind of second wing that Caleb has out there to be able to distribute the ball to and get a shot up. He's a guy that I feel like, anyway, you can correct me if you feel like it, but it seems like he's the one that you guys may be kind of pointing to try and replace Brady a little bit on the floor.
Yeah, well, we're not going to replace Brady. You just don't all of a sudden make somebody be able to shoot 40% from the three-point line.
Right.
But, you know, with Cal, he's the one that we look at because Cal has probably as much experience as anybody other than Caleb coming back. And, you know, but the thing is let's rewind a year ago. Cal was not expected. I mean, when the ball went in for Cal a year ago, it was just a gravy for our team because that wasn't necessarily his role. Cal a year ago, and even this year to a certain extent, he's to guard the best player on the floor on the other team. That was his role a year ago. Well, now he's added to that role. He has to guard the best player on the other team still, and now we've got to count on him to throw a few in the hoop. And that's a tough thing to do when you've never had to do it. And, you know, Cal's going to continue to improve as we continue to play games. But just the adjustment in roles is going to be difficult for these guys. And that's why, you know, I'm hoping the more we play, the more comfortable they get. And come into January, 1st of February, nobody's going to want to play is kind of the goal. But it is a process. I would love to be able to jump ahead 10 games and get those results that I think we're going to see 10 games from now. I'd like to have those now, but it just doesn't work that way. And I don't want to rush it really either, because when we start to do that, you start to put more pressure on the guys, and then it makes just things a lot more difficult.
Right. And I think you've been one of the first coaches that has said this to me, I guess, that I've kind of worked around or worked with, but you've told me something a couple of times where you don't want to see your peak right now. I mean, you want to be peaking and playing your best basketball, like you say, 10 games from now. Is that kind of a tough message to try and get across to your players when they want to be 4-0 right now? They want to be winning every ball game, and you have to tell them, hey, this is a process, because a lot of you guys have not seen varsity experience yet.
Yeah, you know, but I demand a little bit from them as well. I want them to understand where they are at. It's not going to happen all of a sudden, but they have to do it. I can't do it for them. I try to put them in the right positions to do it, but they have to find that level of comfort on their own, and I know it's not an easy thing, especially when you're asking them to do things that they typically have not had to do in the past. And I think if you ask every one of our players going into this season, we were all really, really confident and comfortable with where we were at and what we had at each individual position. Well, then all of a sudden a wrench gets thrown in it with an injury, and now we're searching still. And it's like I said, it's going to take some time, and there's absolutely no guarantee we're going to get there, but I can guarantee you that the coaches and the kids are certainly going to try to get there.
All right. That's the best part about it, is the work you guys have put in. Dave Irwin is the head coach of Lamar's boys basketball. A couple of things I've noticed here, especially these last couple of games while we're kind of magnifying those games. It looks like you're starting to get, speaking of confidence and speaking of experience, you're starting to see your post guys get a little bit more comfortable down in the paint. You saw Reese Spieler had 11 points in the win against AL. I believe Connor had 12 or something in that Western Christian game. And you've said, you know, it's going to be a little bit more size down there than maybe people are used to out of Lamar's basketball. How have those two guys specifically kind of responded to the challenge of giving you an extra layer down there in the post?
Well, I couldn't be happier with what Reese Spieler has done. You know, we'll point him out specifically. This is another guy that he has never had to take on any type of scoring role. Reese was kind of the guy that would do anything that he needed to do to get onto the floor, whether that was go guard the best player or whatever, you know, take charges, defend. He's never been relied upon to score, and this is a new thing for him. I think he's done a great job. He gets his presence in there. I know Reese would like to finish a little more consistent, but you know, that again, that's a process too. He's been the guy on the other side, on the other block, watching the other post guy try to score. You know, he was there for the offensive rebound. Now, you know, we have play specifically set up for Reese to get the ball. So it's new to him. So I'm really pleased with the progress that he's made. And I think you're really going to see him continue to get better and more confident the more time he gets. And, you know, Connor's he's an outstanding athlete. He's been a surprise for us offensively. I want to get his focus on rebounding a little bit more. But if he can get us 6, 8, 10 points a game, and he can get us 6, 8, 10 rebounds a game, we're going to be tough to handle on the inside, especially if you have the guy on the other block getting you 8 or 10 points as well. So those are the little things that we have. We have to understand that we're not going to be a team that's going to make 10 threes in a game. That's just not going to be our type of game. We have to be able to execute what we're trying to do, whether that's get the ball in the post or clear a side for Kale, whatever the case is, we have to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. This is Dave Irwin, head coach of Lamar's boys basketball. Those little things that you've been kind of mentioning here in our interview, those were some of the things that you expressed to me after the Western Christian game that, we're just not getting those little things going. One of those was taking care of the basketball. You talked about how your team is just not valuing the balls, at least in that contest anyway, against Western. What have you been doing to kind of work with your guys, make sure they're more secure with the ball, the ball's not popping out, and you guys are able to not lose as many possessions to turnovers?
Well, first thing, I think, you know, we might need an eye test to make sure we understand colors and what team we were on. But, you know, those are things that we can control. We just have to. I mean, we're going to be a more possessions type team this year. We have to control the possessions maybe more so than we ever have in the past. And, I don't recall, it's been 4 or 5 years since we had 20 turnovers in a game, and that's what we had against Western, and that's one of the best teams in 2A. Mm-hmm. We have 20 turnovers and we only lose by 11. I mean, right. Those are the little things that our guys have to understand how important. When you have the ball, the other team can't score. And if you're giving it to them, that's giving them more possessions. It's simple math, and we just have to do a better job. We cannot give up possessions with the type of offensive team we are.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that that falls into those little things category you mentioned was rebounding. We've touched a little bit on that with your post players and Connor and Reese, but I guess I didn't even realize Caleb Dreckman was your leading rebounder against Western on Thursday. Probably not who you expected to be in that category, but what is it that you need to work on the glass? Is it just the effort that the ball goes up on a missed shot and you're going to come down with it and have that confidence when you're going for a rebound?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. It's the fundamentals of just simple checking your guy out. And there's a lot to be said for, okay, I might not get the rebound, but my guy's not going to get it either. Mm-hmm. So now I think that's what Caleb's running into. At least that's my hope. I have to go back and watch the Western game yet. But my hope is that the other guys are doing their job and Caleb's getting the rebounds because of that or whatever the case is. But, sure. You know, we gave up 13 or 14 offensive rebounds against Western, and you just can't do that because – you and I both know when you get an offensive rebound, you're not typically taking a 3-point shot. The right. Putback is at 2 feet, and it's a little more high percentage type shot. So you just can't give that many up. So we have to do a better job on that. It's the simple fundamentals of checking the guy out and then just want it more. Mm-hmm. Period. Just go get it. I'd rather see us commit a foul going for a defensive rebound than allow them to have the offensive rebound, if that makes any sense.
Right. No, absolutely it does. Dave Irwin's with us, the head coach of Lamar's boys basketball. Last thing for you, you get a couple of road games here coming up this week. TJ on Tuesday, North on Friday. What are some of those key things you want to see executed here this week so that you can hopefully, because these are winnable contests, come away with a couple of big wins?
Well, those two things. We have to take care of the basketball, and we have to rebound better. I thought, against AL, I thought we did a nice job on the boards. I thought on Western, I thought we did a terrible job on the boards. So, again, it's a consistency deal, and it's just simply being fundamental and then wanting it more than the other guys. So we have to value the ball, and we have to keep the other teams off the glass. If we do that, we play good enough defense, and I think our offense is going to evolve well enough that if we take care of the ball and value each possession, then we're going to be fine offensively. So those two things, if we can do and clean up a lot of that and then just get a little more confident, we're going to be in good shape.
Well, good stuff. I'm hoping you guys are in good shape the next time we have you on the program, Coach. We always appreciate your time. We appreciate you coming on and talking to us about your team, and best of luck to you guys this coming week.
I appreciate it, Daniel. Thanks a bunch.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's Dave Irwin. He's the head coach of Lamar's boys basketball. Take a break. Mike Langle joins us coming up next here on the KLEM Coaches Corner on KLEM Radio.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we install the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today, 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Ask an Enterprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Your radio station in Merrill, Marcus and Morris, 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Back on the Coach's Corner on this Saturday morning, a snowy Saturday morning out there. Daniel Versteg, the sports director here at KLEM. The Coach's Corner every Saturday brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Brain at 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. We're joined now by the head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball. That's Coach Mike Langle. His squad is 4-0 to start the year. Of course, like Coach Irwin, had their game last night snowed out of the fun against Trinity Christian, but did get a victory against Akron Westfield on Tuesday. The Jays are currently the sixth-ranked team in the latest Associated Press poll in Class 1A. Coach Langle joins us now. Coach, you've got four games under your belt, all with wins. One was maybe a little too close for comfort. What's kind of the early season prospectus, how you guys have done, and what kind of early season kind of report card would you give your guys so far?
That's a good question, Daniel. We moved a lot of kids around to different positions, and we have kind of the core back, but we're moving Keaton Logan into the four where he was a point guard last year, moving Bonnerson out to the point, and I think Carter DeRocher is really the only guy that's kind of been steady out of position. So it's taken a little bit of time to get these guys used to playing those positions, and it's actually taken a little time for, defensively, we've thrown some more defenses in, and we've spent a lot of time working on those defenses. So as the season goes on, we can go to those things when we need to. So overall, with everything that we're trying to get done here in the first before Christmas stuff, I think we're probably B plus. Hopefully we can get up in that A range as far as get people getting used to where they're at and our defenses start to click a little better.
When you have a team that has a lot of experience like this, you highlighted it, only Zach Kraft, the graduating senior from last year. Does that give you that confidence, like you talked about, in implementing new defenses into the rotation and knowing that your guys are going to be able to pick it up a lot quicker than say a different, less experienced team?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A less experienced team, you got to just spend a lot of time with what you're trying to get done in the varsity level. Coach Kellen does a great job in the JV level, but once you come to the varsity, it's just a different game. It's a lot quicker. Kids are bigger, stronger, and faster, so you just got to adapt to those things, and some kids have troubles doing that, and it takes a few games to adjust to that. And I think we're playing 7-8 guys, and I think to get the right rotation, I've been struggling with a little bit, you know, as far as rotating in games and stuff, what we want done as the game goes on. And I've got a better base on what I've seen now and what we can do with some rotation, and the guys are getting a little more experience in there playing that at that varsity level. The guys that are, you know, that didn't see a ton of playing action last year, but they're called upon more this year to play.
Yeah, when you move guys around like you've talked about here a little bit, Bonderson down to the one and Keaton Logan up to the four from the one, I guess Keaton Logan's probably the one I'm more intrigued about in that kind of standpoint. How have you felt his adjustment has gone from being the every possession ball handler to having to wait his turn to see the rock on a possession?
I think he's getting used to it. Keaton does such a great job of setting screens and reading offenses or defenses or whatever it may be. And that's why we kind of wanted him in the heart of the mix. He doesn't get the ball and handle the ball like he used to, but we got him on a place on the floor where he can see and help and do what he does best as far as reading defenses and quite frankly, making other team or other his teammates get a bucket or whatever it may be. As last few games or last couple times in practice too, we're kind of noticing that he's doing what he has to do, and then he's also getting a shot here and there, and we need him to do that. We need him up in the double figures, and he can do that. He's just, you know, I think it was at first he was just kind of filling things out, but as he gets used to it, he'll be fine, and he'll get more opportunities to score, and he does a great job. He probably leads us in rebounding or right up there. He does a good job. He's right inside now in that four position to help us with the rebounding part of it also.
The nice thing about when we get to when we see articles on your team throughout the state, people give their opinion on your team. A lot of people key in on Keaton Bonderson and Carter DeRozier, rightfully so. I mean, 40 points a game, they're the one that are getting the headlines. But that's the nice thing I like about getting to talk to you directly, is we get to hear about guys like Keaton Logan, and I know a guy that is a very vital part of your team that probably isn't going to get a whole lot of the headlines. A guy like Dylan Lehman, who is one of your leaders in assists. He's up there in rebounds defensively. He's able to steal a lot of passes. A guy like him, as a leader on your team, is really got to be invaluable for you guys.
Sure is, and he's been doing all that with one arm. Kind of, he had that thumb injury, and he's been favoring that. We're getting him. It's just going to take some time for him to get used to it. But he brings a great positive attitude to the game and to our team, and in the game he's the guy that's out there barking a few orders, and the guys respect him and listen to him, and he just does a good job. It's nice to have when he's on the floor. Things flow pretty nice, but he's kind of a three-year starter also, so he should know these things, and hopefully his thumb injury keeps coming along, and by after Christmas, I hope he's 100%, and we can rely on him for even more duties.
Mike Langle is the head coach of Galen Catholic Boys Basketball, joining us on the KLEM Coach's Corner. Let's go into Tuesday's ball game against Akron Westfield. I think I probably got a little caught up looking at their previous two games as well, Coach, with their low scoring output. And then they put up 20 on you on the first half and keep it pretty close throughout the entire way. That's not so much saying it when I do it, but if your guys do it on the court, it's a little bit more of a problem. And did you kind of sense that your guys maybe just a little bit kind of look past these guys on Tuesday?
It's hard to explain. Sometimes I've coached for a long time, and you go into games like this, and I think it's not maybe looking past them, but almost your players get just very anxious to get that 20, 25, 30-point lead, and they forget about what gets them that 20, 25-point lead. I mean, everybody goes down. We're tied with whatever team it may be. The other night it happened to be Akron, but Akron came out with, and they got some nice young athletes that played very hard and did the things they needed to do to stay with us, and our team didn't respond very well to that. We looked at the score. We looked at the and you know, we're only 3 or 4 points up, and then we come down and take a 3 or without any movement in offense. We're all standing, and everybody's, you know, anxious to get this ball rolling, and unfortunately the ball don't roll when you do things like that. You got to work it as a team. You got to work an inside out game offensively, defensively. You got to get up and get some stops, and we just didn't do that so much in the first half. We corrected the problem at halftime. They were running a little different defense on us, and we kind of took care of that in the third quarter. We did a better job of when we had a half-court set, that we did a little better job of running offense and getting some easy buckets out of it. And then we turned up the pressure defensively, and, we pushed it out in the second half and did fine. But it's just kind of – it's happened to me. Happens to all coaches, I guess. They just get real anxious about beating this team, and they forget about doing the fundamentals.
Mm-hmm. Was it you talked about – there was a defensive change you had to make on the offensive side. Was it just kind of reminding them, hey, just run what we've been practicing here this week and what we've been running throughout the season, so that you guys can have that success offensively?
No, they ran a triangle and two on us on Keaton Bonnerson and Carter, and is basically what they did, and we just did some corrections at halftime, and it actually we worked right out of it in the second half. But Keaton and Carter have played long enough. I mean, it's just some, and the whole team, it's just some basic things you need to do. And we weren't doing any of them things in the first half to get the ball inside. We decided we were going to, you know, shoot out of it with a three, with shooting threes. Well, when you shoot 15 or 16 threes and you only get one to drop, I don't think that's the correct answer. So we changed that, got the ball inside a few times, got some easy buckets, got momentum going. And then when you want to shoot that three, it works a lot better. I mean, you just got confidence in your shot, and it's going to drop a lot faster than if you're just going to try to shoot a three to bail us out of something, you know. And so hopefully we learned by that, I guess.
Right, absolutely. Mike Langle, head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball, with us here on the KLEM Coach's Corner. I guess it does say one thing about your team. It's obviously not the offense that you want to be running, just chucking up threes every now and then. But I guess it's got to tell you, specifically with regards to Keaton Bonderson and Carter DeRocher, that on any given possession, they have the confidence to be able to throw something up there and the confidence that it can be a competitive shot up there.
Oh yeah, they shoot very well. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from them. I've never told them not to shoot a three. I've never told any player not to shoot a three. But I do want the threes at the right time. You know, coming down and we're on a downhill slide. By shooting a three, coming down and trying to bury a three, doesn't always work. For the most part, it doesn't work very much at all. But to get back to your basics in offense and get to the rim, maybe get a foul, get to the free throw line, knock a couple free throws down, you know, get your confidence back in your shot. You know, them all those things work very well to kind of get confidence back in your shot. Carter and Keaton both have a lot of confidence in their shot, and they do a great job of it. And like I said, I've never told them not to, but there's times when we need it just as players know that, okay, we got to do something a little different here. We got to work into this, and then, you know, hopefully, you know, they shoot good enough percentages that their percentages will start to catch up to them, and they'll knock their shots down.
Right. Well, and I mean, Keaton Bonderson's probably the low one when it comes to percentage. But boy, Carter DeRocher, he's shooting. I see 60%, 52% from the arc. Hasn't missed a free throw yet. 25 points a ball game. Now you've been coaching this game for quite a while at Galen there, Coach. I know you have a couple of 1,000-point scores, and I know Carter's kind of closing into that milestone here this season. But is there a guy that you've coached or you've seen that can kind of score it like Carter can, whether it's a pull-up three or he just knows how to find the lane all the way to the hoop and get an easy look that way?
Oh, boy. You threw me on the spot there, I guess.
Didn't intend really to. My apologies for that. But
I don't know. Like in the Blake Wilchin and Colton Knight years, you know, they were a different type of team. They went 24-1 that year. Mm-hmm. But kind of a completely different type of team. They really didn't really shoot a lot of threes. They had the size to get it inside, so there's really nobody on that team. I guess Ryan Stoll did become a 1,000-point scorer on that team. He had quite a few points at Granville, and then that was the years we merged with them and brought them down. And he was a nice shooter, but probably not the confidence that Carter has in his shot. I could think back, I probably missed somebody that's real obvious. Trevor Bama comes to my mind. Uh-huh. He was a good shooter and a good driver. You know, I don't know. I'd have to, I was in my office and could look up at all the pictures of the players that I normally have coached. I could probably come up with a couple more, but not right off the top of my head.
And that's all right. I was not intending to put you on the spot there. Just kind of seeing what you had for a recollection, I guess. There, you look at the team you do have right now, and I think another thing that comes to mind with the squad you have is some pretty solid depth, all things considered. I mean, you can bring a number of different guys out there before you can really go into your bench when the game is out of hand, but the comfortability there with your depth has got to be something that is something that you're pretty proud of. That you got guys 1 through 9, 10 deep that you can really be confident throwing out there on the court and playing some valuable minutes.
Yeah, and the last few games we've used them, and we're going to maybe sub a little differently and maybe go to more of a post offense as time goes forward with some of the teams we have coming up here. I mean, we got Harris or Hartley, who has a lot of big players. Unity, their whole team is huge. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're going to have a little more beef on the floor maybe to try to work on some rebounding. And Ryan Augustine comes to mind. I mean, he does all the things you need to do. Does a nice job of boxing out, finishing inside. He does a good job offensively. Runs the floor well. Gabe Wilchin, another kid that is going to be playing. Those two might be playing with each other there, and he does it. He's a younger, he's sophomore, but he works hard and does the things we need him to do as a post player. Cameron Corbin is another kind of a post player that he's really stepped his game up in the last couple weeks, I feel, in practice and stuff. He's getting his confidence. He's starting to feel at home where he's at. Cameron really, if I'd let Cameron play the game, he'd stand on the three-point line and cast threes. He just loves threes, but I think we have enough of those guys, and I'm not can shoot one of them every once in a while, but he, with his body size and he's nifty around the rim. He's got some, kind of feels pretty at home down there and does some right things in there. And, so there's another guy that we bring off the bench, Connor Kraft, just brings tons of energy. Just really, if you're getting guarded by Connor Kraft, you're going to know it because he's in your grill. He's smacking you around a little bit. He's being very physical. And that's kind of the things we need, especially if we try to run a press or something. He's the guy that we need to go to in those situations. So those four or five guys, definitely have some confidence in bringing them off the bench.
Mm-hmm. Running a little low on time, but I did want to touch kind of like you talked about with Connor Kraft there, and we briefly touched on with Dylan Lehman, the defense you guys have. You know, you see an offense like yours has, and you guys average 60 plus points a ball game, and you think, wow, they're probably giving up 50 or 40. I mean, you guys are kind of around that 40 range, but I mean, all things considered, defensively playing a pretty solid season. It's what's been the key to your success defensively so far in the first four games of the season?
Well, I think our quickness probably stands out to me as much as anything. We're just quick. And from one position to the next, we got a nice speed. Nice team speed, and we're not that tall. I mean, Ryan and Gabe and Cameron are probably in the 6'2" range, so that's as big as we go. But we got some jumpers. We got some speed. Dylan and Keaton Logan in there running defense. You know, talking. If we can get better, a little better at talking through things, we're only going to get better if we keep communicating with each other. When we communicate, we're pretty solid. But I guess to answer your question, I would guess just our team speed is probably the biggest asset on our defense.
Last thing here for you, Coach Coach Mike Langle, head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball, joining us. You mentioned Unity Christian coming up, Hartley Melvin Sanborn. You get Remsen St. Mary's coming up after that with Harris Lake Park to open things up before your Christmas break. What do you need to see out of your guys these next four games or so to kind of really give you the confidence heading into these last few games before Christmas?
We got some great opponents coming up, and it's going to come down to the mental toughness, the physicality that our team can put out there against some of these bigger teams, how hard we want to work to get rebounds and how hard we want to work offensively with some discipline in our offense, and how hard we want to work defensively. If we're at the top of our game in those aspects, you know, we stand to get a couple wins out of there. But if we're at all not at the top of the game, these teams coming up will bury you in a hurry. So we'll find out. I thought the Cherokee game was a good test for us, going up to a 2A or, I don't know, 2A school, I guess, and some physical players that they had, bigger football-type players that were talented basketball-wise too. So going up to that level, I thought helped us in the early season. Hopefully it'll help us going into these Unity, Remsen, Hartley games, Harris Lake Park. I'm not too sure yet how big they are, but I know those other three have some nice size and they're coached well, and they'll be a handful for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we're hoping for good outcomes for your squad here coming up the next few games, and hopefully you head into Christmas break with a good start to the season. Coach, we appreciate your time, and best of luck to your squad here the next few games.
Thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely. Head coach Mike Langle joining us on the Coach's Corner. We're back to wrap things up after this on KLEM.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Floyd Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Floyd Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Floyd Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Whether you're building, remodeling, or renovating, choose the professional that you've come to trust, O.H. Livermore Construction in Lamar's. O.H. Livermore Construction knows what you want and expect in your building and remodeling projects. So whatever your building needs are, from commercial to residential, remodeling to a complete renovation, contact O.H. Livermore Construction for a free estimate. That's O.H. Livermore Construction in Lamar's.
1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We're back one final time this hour to wrap up the Coach's Corner. It's brought to you every Saturday morning by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Coming up this week on KLEM Radio, we'll be heading over to the Tim Dreckman Gym at Galen Catholic. We'll be bringing you the Jays taking on the Wolves of Harris Lake Park. Pre-game will begin at 5:45 Tuesday night. And then on Thursday, we just have a boys' contest. The Galen Catholic and Unity Christian boys will play each other at Galen Catholic, so we'll have the coverage of that. Looking like a 7:30 tip-off for the boys' contest, the varsity boys. We'll be on the air about 7:15 with pregame. And then Friday, we'll be at Sioux City North as Lamar's takes on North High. We'll bring you live video coverage of that as well on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. So be sure to check that out as well coming up this Friday evening. And then to wrap up our Christmas broadcasting schedule, we'll be in Remsen on Tuesday as the Jays take on the Hawks. So some good contests coming up for you. If you missed any of the Coach's Corner, we'll have it up for you in just a few minutes on our KLEM website, klem1410.com. You can also find out on that website when we will be on the air next. So our upcoming broadcast schedule is all posted up there on KLEM1410.com. That'll do it for the Coach's Corner. Thanks for tuning in. For all of us at KLEM Radio, KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg, have a great Saturday morning, and stay safe out there with all the snow coming down.